Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. A few decades ago, a wildlife magazine for which I was a contributing editor summoned me with great excitement to send me on a landmark assignment. I was to go to Florida and write a piece on the delisting of the American alligator from the Federal Endangered Species List. It was the first animal to be delisted and a rare success for the entire conservation movement. I was an intrepid correspondent and never declined a chance to go to Florida on an expense account in February, and so off I went. The story would grace the cover of the next issue. Except the story did not survive the first 5 minutes of my meeting with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation experts at Lake Okeechobee. What happened, they explained to me, was that over the decade or so that the alligator had been listed as endangered, the ability of wildlife managers to estimate the size of the alligator population had changed dramatically. The emergence of such things as satellite imagery, GPS tracking, remote cameras, and computer modeling had drastically improved the quality of their data. Allow me to paraphrase the punchline they then delivered. We are highly confident of our estimate of the current alligator population of Florida. And if it is correct, given the reproductive rate of alligators, it is mathematically impossible for the population to have been as low as claimed when it was listed as endangered. Holy crap, the alligator had not recovered. It had never been endangered. Which I thought was a pretty interesting story. My editors were not amused. Other publications were trumpeting the triumph of conservation. Why could I not get on board? Because, I said, it's not true. I didn't write for them very much longer, and while I did, I was known as the guy who went out to cover the story of a lifetime and came back with a piece on statistical analysis. I tell this story now because I hear its echoes in the caterwauling going on about the coronavirus. Here are some of the parallels. We don't know how many alligators there are in Florida, or how many people have died from COVID-19, or how many people have contracted it. We have estimates that vary with the quality of the people doing the estimating and the equipment they have available, and vary over time as knowledge accumulates. News editors often buy into a narrative and then select reporters and stories that fit the narrative rather than seeking the facts and reporting them. If you want to succeed as a reporter, you have to figure out what narratives your editors like and play them like violins. Can you beat them? Well, if you Google alligators endangered species, you will get about 700,000 results, and everyone that I saw touts the miraculous recovery and delisting. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. The current mantra about COVID-19 is that if we could just do enough testing, we can get control of it. Yes, and if we could meet personally every alligator in Florida, then we would know for sure how many there are and how they're doing. There will never be enough testing. And the testing isn't going to be much help because of the things we don't know and don't have. We don't know if contracting the disease conveys immunity. We don't have a treatment, and we don't have a vaccine. Trump and news editors are not the only ones who spend the majority of their time living in la-la land. Offer the coddled American a nice, comfy narrative. It's like the flu. It'll be gone by April. It only kills people already on their last legs. And the best one, the cure can't be worse than the disease. Open America back up. And we'll buy it every time. So I give up. We saved the alligator. You're welcome. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.